Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message.
It's so true. Because he lives, everything has changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no other way than Jesus. And I just think of all the vast religions I've become familiar with in my lifetime. And I used to study different philosophies. But Jesus is alive.
Yes, he is.
There's no other God like him.
He's a person living.
Yeah. He's the living, breathing Amen. God. And he literally came to earth in the flesh.
That's right.
And he did everything he did for us.
That's right.
And he actually defeated death mm-hmm, for us. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're calling this message, because he lives.
Yeah.
It changes everything. And we want you to know that the life of Jesus, the resurrection that we're celebrating today, and pardon me as I just fix that there, it's as relevant can be to, as you heard Eden and Mariah sharing earlier,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The resurrection of Christ is for your everyday life.
That's right.
It's not for some cataclysmic event, some distant in the future that we don't know about. It's for when you're at the grocery store and maybe the bill is higher than you thought it would be, or you have a need. The resurrection applies to your financial needs at the grocery store. And that might sound strange, because I think we've kind of put Jesus off in a kind of a glass display case instead of where he belongs. He's alive inside of us. And his resurrection means that my needs are met today abundantly. His resurrection means that wherever I'm at, whether at the grocery store or at work or hanging out with friends, Christ is with me in that moment to show himself on my behalf.
That's right.
Because he lives.
That's right.
So because he lives, I can be in any situation at any time, anywhere, and my needs are met. And whatever needs to happen for me to go forward, he's got me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The resurrection means he's got you.
I like the scripture that says that we've been made more than conquerors in Christ.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, resurrection conquered death. You know,
I love that.
Resurrection conquered what was the expectation. The expectation was he's dead, he's gone. Everybody went back to whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
But resurrection is conquering. And we have been given that resurrection life. So that conquering life, meaning we're more than conquerors.
Yes.
We overcome the things that we might face. And that's our expectation, because Jesus is raised from the dead. Hallelujah.
Yes. So if we could impart anything to you, encourage you, anything, it would just be this, that how relevant what Christ did, how relevant it is to your right now life,
mm-hmm.
and to bring Christ into everything you do.
Absolutely.
Bring him into, like Mariah was saying, raising a little one.
That's right.
Bring him into whatever you're doing. Bring him into every aspect of your life. And ask him, say, show yourself to me in my relationship. Show yourself to me at work. Show yourself to me in my social life. Show yourself to me in my financial life. Show yourself to me at the grocery store. I want to know you in everything that I do. And that's what Jesus did. See, death is the opposite of God. Death has always been an enemy to God. Death was never a part of God's plan. And the Bible, we really don't know what death is until we come to know Christ and read the scriptures and understand. Growing up as a kid, all I knew is we'd go to the funeral home, and that was death.
Right.
You know, and everyone's sad, and there's a big wooden box up at the front, and no one really kind of knows what to do about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of try and get through it, you know. And then I started reading the scriptures, It's amazing. In my life, I was, you know, a young man, didn't even know what death really was.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah, it's not uncommon. And I think even for believers today, often we don't know what death is. Well, how can you celebrate a resurrection if you don't know what death is?
That's good.
You can't. Because, you know, what do we celebrate? What did he defeat? Mm-hmm. And so I grew up thinking death was, I don't know, it was just that person's not here anymore. Mm-hmm. They're in a box now. Right. Mm-hmm. And I heard all kinds of different philosophies. I had a grandpa who didn't know Jesus, who was atheistic, mm-hmm. and he believed that when he died, his body just went back into the ground, mm-hmm. just like a tree or something like mm-hmm. that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I had all kinds of things, right. and I studied all kinds of different things. But then I started reading Jesus, the one who defeated death, mm-hmm. and I learned what death is. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first time I read Genesis, so I started in the Bible in the book of John. And then, you know, I don't remember how long after that, I just, you know, absorbed the Gospels and Acts. But I went back to Genesis, and man, that just changed my whole world. Because you're going back before anything ever was, okay. He is.
And you saw death
in the
there.
Beginning, yeah. That's where you see death.
Okay, okay.
Because God created everything, there was no death. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So death was completely foreign to God. It was not a part of his plan. Mm-hmm. And the Bible helps us understand what real death is. So Satan had already been cast down to earth, but he had no authority in the earth. God spoke. God created man. Man was in charge of the earth. Man was walking with God. And man chose to listen to the wrong voices. Mm-hmm. Satan deceived Eve, and Adam listened to him. And he put his faith in Satan, and he believed that God was up to something, that God was trying to take advantage of them, mm-hmm. that God wasn't good. Right. And as a result, man chose to separate himself from God. That was real death. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's where the word first comes up in the scriptures, says that if you would eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that you will surely die, or in dying you shall die, it mm-hmm, says in the mm-hmm, Hebrews. Right. That's where we first see death.
That's right.
Ever. Prior to that, there was none.
Mm-hmm. And they were still alive.
They were still alive. Yeah, God didn't put them in a box. They were walking, talking. And but what happened, they chose to act on Satan's wisdom. Mm-hmm. They gave themselves to Satan.
What?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a perverted wisdom. Yeah, on his suggestions, on his invitations.
Suggestion. Yeah, that's good.
And as a result, they were separated from the one who created them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In dying, you shall die. And what happened? Their spirit that was alive to God now is dead. Mm-hmm. They were beings who walked in the spirit, and their soul and their body was subject to their spirit. But when they separated themselves from the source of life, their spirit died, was separated from God. It still existed. It just had no power in it. And then their soul and their body took over. And now they became flesh creatures instead of spirit creatures, because mm-hmm. their spirit had no more power to control their soul and body. Mm-hmm. That's what death is. That was spiritual death. Because spiritual death happened, physical death eventually followed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's important to understand that. Death is not being put in a box. Death, the real death, the true death, this is spiritual death, is separation from God the Father who created you.
I like, too, I always think of Deuteronomy 28 through 30
yeah.
in there, God's listing blessings and cursing. And mm-hmm. he says, I set before you this day blessings and curses, life and death.
Yeah.
He's putting a choice before his people, and then he gives them the answer. I love it. He says, choose life. So that you can choose life over death while living mm-hmm. was something that God told his people to do. So death doesn't mean you stop breathing and you're in a box.
No, it doesn't mean you cease to exist.
Right.
That's not death at all.
So even while living, we have the option set before us to choose yes. life or death.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We never cease to exist because we were created in the image of God. He made us beings that would exist forever. We all have a beginning, but if your spirit's separated from God and your physical body dies, then you have this eternal separation,
which I
can't even imagine.
Right.
I can't even imagine.
Eternal.
Forever. And yeah. there's
no redemption.
Christ came to fix all of this.
Yeah, okay? This is the time of salvation.
Absolutely.
The
this is the time to know him. Mm-hmm. So I think of death very differently now. I think of death and all that death brought into the earth, mm-hmm. all that separation from God brought into the earth, mm-hmm. which would include sickness, disease, mm-hmm. murder, mm-hmm. crime, every dark and evil thing mm-hmm. came through that separating. God gave man authority over the earth. Man was G-O-D, small G-O-D, yeah, on the earth, mm-hmm. on God's behalf. And when man opened that door for the enemy, Satan stole man's authority mm-hmm. over the earth, mm-hmm. and in came death and all the junk and garbage that came with it, sickness, disease, storms, tornadoes, earthquakes,
so we could categorize,
poverty,
yeah,
depression.
Anything that would separate or lead you away from
yes.
God's purpose and his intention
yes.
is a path of death.
Yeah, absolutely. It's mm-hmm. its ultimate source is death.
Exactly.
Depression, its ultimate source, death.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety, worry, fear, abuse, you name it.
All leading you away from the life.
Right.
Yeah, in Christ.
John 10:10 helps us clear that right up, right? If the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Anything that would steal from you, life from you, it's kill, destroy. But Christ came that you might have life and life abundantly. So you can know what's from God and what's not from God, but simply by the nature of where it would lead you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's, where would that sickness lead me? Ultimately, if a sickness couldn't be stopped, it would lead to death,
mm-hmm.
right? It would
mm-hmm.
to your physical body stopping.
Mm-hmm.
That's never from God. It has nothing to do with God. Sickness is an enemy of God. So Christ came to whip all of these things.
Yeah. That's what you said at the beginning.
Absolutely. To absolutely render powerless all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many believers don't know this, but it's true anyway. And so knowing Christ is about walking in the witness.
The whippedness.
Can I get a witness? The whippedness of Christ? Excuse me. Yeah. It's about walking in walking in the reality of this life. Walking in the results of what he whipped.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know how I'm trying to say it, but it's about walking in life.
Conquering. That's what we talked about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what Easter Sunday is really about. Jesus did this for you. He's not interested in having a plaque made or a church built because of him. He did this because of us. He did what he did for you. He doesn't want to be worshipped for his sake. He wants us to worship him so that we'll experience him.
Mm.
It's just a whole different way of thinking. It's a whole different way of thinking. And we just want to encourage you in that. So, you know, I like to take inventory
mm-hmm.
of the circumstances that I'm currently in and say, okay, you know what? That doesn't belong in my life,
mm-hmm.
Whatever it would be. And you really, when you study Jesus, when you get to know the author of life, there's just certain things you don't put up with anymore, you know, whether it be a symptom. That introduces itself to you. If he bore it, I'm not having it. If Jesus came to defeat it, then it's defeated and it has no right or place in my life because now I've been born of him and I've been raised up with him.
So we are enforcing this resurrection life.
We are. That's right. That's
mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good.
I like what you got coming up here about resurrection.
This is awesome. I love it. And I'm going to read this in just a moment. Well, let's do it right now.
I'm just
looking here. This is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And boy, you want to talk about life and what Jesus did for us. This is it. Ephesians 2, verse 1 says this, and you, hello, Highway family, that's
hey.
You. That's the you sitting in your chair, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The you that has breakfast with yourself. And you, he made alive.
Amen.
That means he rescued you from death. He's given you his life, and now death and all of the garbage that goes with it no longer has any access or power to you unless you choose to give it access. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. There it is. We were separated from God the Father. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Who's that?
Satan.
Satan,
mm-hmm.
right? He's the god of this world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible teaches. It's good to know what's going on around us. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Mm-hmm. So Satan's at work in the earth. Mm-hmm. Hello, we can see that easily, right? Okay, verse 3, among whom also, I like the way the King James says this, we all had our conversation in times past. We know all about what it's like to think like the world thinks, to act like the world thinks, to have conversations with darkness. We've all done it at one point or another. We've all entertained wrong thoughts, had conversations we shouldn't have had, done things, but we've all done it. Hello. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Oh, so powerful. Excuse me one moment. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we've been raised up with Christ. That's by right. Grace, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us.
Yes.
Through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
For by grace, hello, God's riches at Christ's expense, are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Boy, this is so powerful. This is just so powerful. Wow. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And verse 10, I want to just get there one moment. It's just so powerful. But this is what Jesus did for us. He came, he endured, he became our substitute. He was tortured more than any man, marred more than any man. And when you're, if you're watching any Easter movies or talking about these things, remind yourself, he did that for me. Mm-hmm. He did all this for me. Why? Because he loves me. Mm-hmm. Because he loves me. He knows I messed up. He knows I don't deserve it, but he loves me anyway. And that's how love is. Love loves because love loves. Hallelujah. And he loves you. And he did what he did for you so that you can have brand new life today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Verse 10, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew.
That's right. Born hello. Again. Born again.
The resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're celebrating.
Dead and now I'm alive.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We all were dead.
That's right. Walking around dead.
We were walking, well, the walking dead.
That's right.
That's mm-hmm. who we used to be.
That's right.
But now we're alive. We are God's handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live.
Love that.
God has made ready a life for you that is beyond what you've imagined. And it's for you today.
Mm-hmm.
It's for you right here, right now, today.
Amen.
We're gonna celebrate that by taking communion together right now. We're going to celebrate this new life.
Mm-hmm.
We do something regularly that's known as communion. We take some bread and we take some juice or wine, and we remind ourselves of the body and the blood of Jesus. And this goes back to the Passover,
mm-hmm.
the Seder dinner that was the final meal Jesus had
mm-hmm.
with his disciples before he was betrayed. And I've got a scripture here that's just so powerful as we enter into this. Let's see. I'm going to give this to you, this little plate to
you.
So if you have your emblems with you, let's get ready to celebrate and have this this time together. 1 Peter 1:3 says this, celebrate with praises the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Easter Sunday, here we are, who has shown us his extravagant mercy. For his fountain of mercy has given us new life.
Amen.
We are reborn. Why? We are reborn to experience a living, energetic hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From the dead. Why have we been reborn? Why did Jesus come? So that we could right here, right now, today, experience a living, energetic hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The Message translation says it like this. That was the Passion translation. The Message says, what a God we have and how fortunate we are to have him. This Father of our Master Jesus, because Jesus was raised from the dead, because he lives, because Jesus was raised from the dead, he died too.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
We've been given.
Because Jesus was raised from the dead,
hallelujah,
we've been given a brand new life.
Amen.
Effective immediately.
Amen.
Upon faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
We've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for.
Hallelujah.
Through faith in Christ, you are immediately given a brand new life and you have everything to live for.
Amen.
Did you hear me? You have everything to live for. Don't you entertain thoughts of ending your life, thoughts of giving up, thoughts of quitting. Don't you entertain that. You've been given everything to live for in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You have every reason to jump up and down right now. You have every reason to turn that frown upside down and to be thankful and to rejoice and to celebrate, because the God of heaven and earth gave his son for you and loves you and is for you, and he whipped death for you.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we're celebrating right now. Hallelujah, through Jesus. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, the Holy Spirit speaking through the Apostle Paul, and he says, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This little piece of bread reminds us of the body of Jesus. His body was for you. By his stripes, he took the punishment that was necessary for us to become alive, for us to be made new, for us to be whole today. It was our pains he carried, our disfigurements, all the things wrong with us. And by his stripes, we have been healed. That's what the tomb being kicked open was all about. By his stripes, you're new. By his stripes, you're healed. So you give sickness a permanent eviction notice in your life, and you tell your body and you tell your mind, you tell your soul how healthy it is, for he's forgiven you of all of your sins. He's healed all our diseases. And Father, we thank you for the body of your son. We thank you that you did what needed to be done for us to live again, to be free from the curse, to be free with all the junk that came with it. So Father, we thank you for brand new life in you. And Lord, we put this little piece of bread in our mouth, reminding us that we become one with you, that we've eaten fresh, hot Jesus, and he now lives inside of us. Let's eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, sweetie. Can you reach that?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But he didn't stop with just the body. His blood was shed. His blood was shed, and that blood was pure and perfect. That blood was the blood that God wanted to be in the earth, because nothing can stop this blood. It cancels death. It's the blood. It's the blood canceling blood. It's the death canceling blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And this little cup of juice reminds us that his blood was shed for us, not so that we could just kind of get by or hopefully be forgiven. His blood destroyed the curse.
He became our sin on the cross. And through faith in him, we've become his righteousness. He became our sin. God made Jesus our sin, and God gave us his righteousness. And that's what this little cup of juice is about. We're celebrating that. Father, we thank you that condemnation has been whipped in our lives forever. We never have a reason to be discouraged again. We never have a reason to be condemned again. We're forgiven past, present, and future. You've permanently made us your very own sons and daughters. You've made us righteous. And Father, we thank you for new, permanent, abundant life in you. And we drink this in celebration to you. Let's drink.
Thank you.
Yeah. So good. So good. We have one more song that we want to share with you called Now I Know. And I love the idea and the message of this song. It's once you know what we've just shared with you these past 20 minutes or so, once you know what death is, what the resurrection was for, your whole life changes and you begin celebrating, and things that used to get you down can't get to you anymore. And you begin living above your circumstances instead of smothered underneath them. And we invite you to worship with us every week at Highway. We have our live streams on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Central Time. We've got Bible studies in the middle of the week on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central Time. We've got our website and our podcasts and our social media, and our library of resources to help you. So we invite you to come on this resurrection, new life, more than conquering journey with us as we grow in him and experience more of him each and every day. You can also worship God with your money and sow. I think Resurrection Sunday is a great day to do that. We invite you to go to highwaychurch.us, click on give in the menu, and just worship the Lord. Say, Father, thank you for sending your son. Thank you for that he defeated death for me, and I'm going to worship you now with my money. And Lord, I sow this financial seed into your kingdom, into Highway Church. Lord, I want this message of this death-defeating resurrection to go around the world many times over and sow and worship God with your money. We invite you to do that if you're already a member of Highway Church. And if not, if you just tune in regularly and you have another church, we invite you to partner with us. Consider being a partner of this ministry. And you can do that as well by scheduling a recurring gift on our website at highwaychurch.us. Click on give in the menu. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead. Let's sing it. Now I know.
God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of his goodness, who he is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life he came to give you.